I give really good advice. Really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
A big hello to all my fans. It's your BFF, Blandy Cobbles, formerly of the now canceled but mega successful podcast, Really Good Advice for New Moms. And welcome back to my On the DL podcast, where I answer your burning questions about pregnancy, parenting, and other annoying stuff that no one wants to talk about and yet, at the same time can't shut up about. My inbox is absolutely rife with people pleading for my advice, so let's just cut to the chase and get going, all right? Today's question comes from Top Secret Deals for You at Hotmail.com. And they ask, Dear Blandy, wanna add 8 inches to your scrotum? Man, you guys, how many times do I have to tell you that? I appreciate that you're all so concerned about making sure I get great deals on rugs and stuff, but honestly, get a grip. Let's find another one. Okay, hold on, I wanna click through here, okay? Alright, yeah. Oh great, here's one from Antonia in Nebraska, who asks, Kirsten, you said, as often as you get the chance that you gave birth from between your legs, but I've heard that doing it this way can cause you to poop while giving birth. Is this true, and if so, is there a way to prevent it? My sister and mother-in-law are going to be in the delivery room with me, and I'm really scared to poop in front of them. Holy crap, Antonia. First off, I just want to say you shouldn't be embarrassed to take a dump in front of your sister or your mother-in-law. Okay, just this morning, I sat on the toilet and ripped out all weekend's worth of Flaming Hot Cheetos and Mountain Dew in front of my stepsister, Stacia, while she did her makeup. You know, just to show dominance over her in her own home. In fact, unloading a huge turd can be one of the most effective forms of marking your territory as a woman that I can think of. But if this is something that's truly going to ruin your childbearing experience, then you need to come up with a plan of action ASAP. Something I've noticed horse people do is attach a huge bag to their horse's anal area so that when the dump starts to come out, it's immediately caught by the giant bag. Yep, this could be a reasonable option for you if you're also willing to make up an excuse to your sister, your mother-in-law, as well as the doctors and nurses about why you have a giant bag strapped to your butt when they enter that den of horror. You could just say something like, I'm worried about the baby's head getting cold, so this is what my pediatrician suggested. But here, let me call my friend Kirsten to see how she handled crapping everywhere when she was having her babies. She's always got something to say. Come on, Kirsten, pick up. Put down those bonbons.
Hello? Blandy?
Kirsten, yeah, it's Blandy Cobbles. Got a quick question for you. Did you or did you not crap all over when you were giving birth? Just give it to me straight.
I mean, yeah.
And how did you handle it?
The first time, they didn't even tell me and I didn't know. And my husband told me afterward.
Oh, when he asked for a divorce?
And then the second time I had a baby, I think I just cried when I pooped.
Wow, so you did nothing to prevent it.
Why do you want to know all this about me? Like, why do you keep calling me to ask really pointed questions?
Please.
Okay. Pooping while giving birth is pretty common. I mean, there's so much pressure on your digestive system and so much pushing involved. Although my friends who had C-sections said this isn't a problem for them, but whatever happens during your delivery experience, just remember that, you know, doctors and nurses, they've seen it all. They're tough. Word of advice from my own experience, do not eat an entire colander of blueberries if you're anywhere near your due date.
No. No, I would never do that anyway. Well, there y'all have it. Antonia, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for sending in your question and thanks for listening. And as always, please, please do not tell your friends about this podcast. Please do not forward them the links via their favorite listening platforms. Don't tell your coworker about this very helpful podcast you just discovered, and don't recommend it to your pregnant cousin. And especially, please do not rate this show, because we were canceled by the internet over the summer for various reasons that I don't want to get into. So this needs to stay on DL for a while. Thanks for your cooperation. Bye. Love you. Miss you. Hope the best for you. Okay. I mean, just this morning, I sat on the toilet. Oh, no. Why do I do this to myself?